From the Bio 2006 conference in Chicago, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me is Dean Kleckner from Truth About Trade and Technology. And Dean, first of all, I want to congratulate you and your organization on doing podcasting. We were just talking about this. And, you know, what do you think of that, just before we get into some of the trade or technology issues here, about a mechanism to get information out?
Well, you know, for an older guy like me that doesn't even understand how electricity works, for sure, you know, I think it's great. It's the wave of the future that's here today. Our children, my children, grandchildren are into it. I'll probably get one of these. They'll give it to me. We've got board members that say we need to do this, and we're doing it now with Truth About Trade. We're doing podcasting so that us farmers, when we're in our tractor, combine, pickup, we can listen to what's going on in the world, and nobody wants to read anymore. So I'm a lover of newspapers, but they're getting to be almost a relic of the past, and podcasting is the wave of the current, but for sure the future.
Well, I couldn't have said it better, and it's kind of why we've made that move to the internet, because just going to here around Chicago, there are banks that are advertising, if you get a checking account, you get a free iPod. There can't be a better marketing campaign than what Apple has put together when other people are advertising your product and giving it away. Let's turn to trade and technology. In particular, here at this event, the Bio 2006 conference, you have a counter that's tracking the acreage of biotech crops, and if you could just describe that for us.
Well, first of all, we're standing here by 1,000 corn plants that are growing in McCormick Center. Just moved in here, I understand. They're not tasseling yet, but probably in a few weeks or a month they'll be tasseling. So there's an indoor cornfield. We developed a counter over a year ago. We, Truth About Trade and Technology, and technology stands for biotech, that counts up the acres of biotech crops that are planted in the world. Day by day, hour by hour, literally minute by minute, and then also then the acres that are harvested. And it's very interesting, Chuck, that in 1996 was the first year of commercial biotech planting. In the 10th year, 2005, last year, the billionth cumulative acre was planted last spring, a year ago about now, a little bit later than this in the spring, and harvested last fall. So we're now at 1 billion acres of biotech crops that have ever been planted in the world commercially. Soybeans, corn, canola are the three big ones. Farmers in 21 countries now are planting biotech crops. More, we call them resource poor farmers, people from developing countries, more actual farmers are planting them in those resource poor countries, developing world, than they are here in the U.S. and Canada and Argentina. More acres are planted here, but it's growing rapidly. China, we believe later this year or next year, will approve biotech rice for commercial production and commercial eating. And when China decides to eat biotech rice, I tell my friends in Europe that don't like biotech for idiotic reasons, incidentally, but they don't like it. I say, hey, you guys, when China approves biotech rice, then you will know the biotech war is over.
Well, here at this conference, which normally has such a significant focus more on the human life, biosciences like pharmaceuticals and all, agriculture seems to have a very significant presence this year. Do you think part of the message to the people attending is going to have to revolve around the safety aspect of our food supply when it comes to biotech?
Without question, the people have to be convinced that it's safe. It is. Science says it's safe. As I say in my speeches and in my writing, in the 10 years of biotech commercialization of crops and food, there has not been a single case of anybody dying, and short of that, even getting sick or sneezing from biotech. Now, you wouldn't know that listening to the Europeans and listening to Greenpeace. You know, they're raking in millions of dollars from around the world by saying, oh, woe is us, the world is ending, this is Frankenfood, don't eat it. That's untrue. It's unfair for them to say it. But as long as they're getting in money from saying it, they're going to keep on saying it. But it is safe. But we're going to have to keep convincing the people that are here at this convention from around the world, 20,000, and consumers everywhere that biotech food is safe. It's the same. The soybeans, the biotech soybeans, in which we get soybean oil, soybean meal, is the same soybean. The way we got it, we arrived at it, is a bit different. But look, genetic modification has been going on forever. You and I are genetically modified from our parents, and our children are different than us. And that's the same thing that's happening with crops. When people understand that, then they'll say, you know, you're right. The 70% of the food that we eat today that we buy in American supermarkets, there's some portion of genetic modification somewhere in that food, 70% of it. And are you getting sick today? I suggest, no, we're not. I'm just eating too much.
Thank you very much. That's Dean Kleckner with Truth About Trade and Technology from the Bio 2006 conference and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.